a lot of times you want to wash and there's no cup around. So what do? You look around if anyone's looking, you turn on the faucet, right? Wash, put stick one hand in, turn off the faucet, another hand, and you do the other hand, and same thing, you know, in hopes no one sees, and then you go back to your seat and eat your bread, right? Question is, do you have to feel so guilty about it? You know, is there any heter to wash hamotzi? We're talking about for bread over here. We're not talking about going to the bathroom in the morning. We're talking about for bread. And are you allowed to wash straight from the faucet? Mutter or asr? So, Shulchan Aruch says that a couple of points. Kuf Nun Tes Aleph says rule number one. Ein notlin v'yadayim ela b'kli. Straight up, first halacha in this siman of Netilas Yadayim. And it's straight up, it's, you have to wash with a kli. And Mishnah Berurah explains that Mechina Rabbanan al Mechatas al Kiddush Yadayim Beraglayim b'Mikdash to buy kli, just like the Mechatas and washing your hands and feet in the Beis Hamikdash needed a kli. So you need a kli. So rule number one is you need a vessel, you need a kli, you need a cup or something to wash Netilas Yadayim. Pretty straightforward. Yeah. Halacha number two that you need to know, and again, this is a pretty confusing topic, so. You have to trust me that we're going to do the 8-minute sum up. We'll be a 10-minute sum up. Don't paskin at all completely halacha l'maaseh until you ask full shailos about this point. But at least so you know the issues. So point number two that you need to know is Kuf Nun Tes Zayin says Tzarech Sheyavo Hamayim Mikoach Nosein. There needs to be a person involved in pouring the water. In other words, it needs to be what we'll call Koach Gavra. It needs to be a person pouring the water. So that's all you got to know for now. 2 points. You need a kli. It needs to come from a kli. And it needs to be koach gavra, a person pouring it. So now I ask you the question. The faucet. Good or no good? So let's forget about the kli for a minute. And let's talk about koach gavra. Do you think when you turn off the faucet, you turn on the faucet, that constitutes Koach Gavra, is that considered that a person is doing it?
Yeah.
Don't be shy, yeah. Why not? That should be totally okay. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Nun Tes, says, you know the case, you know, in camps or in a wedding, what do? They have like that huge pitcher, and in camps it's usually orange, and in a wedding it's usually silver, right? You know, a big washing station where you've got like a chavis, a pitcher, give me an English word for that, a barrel of water, and you go over it and you turn on the spigot and you put it into a cup and you wash your hands. But do you even need a cup over there? There you have a kli, right? It's a kli. The barrel is the kli. And you're going to turn it with koach gavra, you're going to press the spigot, you're going to press the faucet, and you could technically just put your hands under there. That's what Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Nun Tes. Listen to this. Chavis sheyesh b'mayim, you have a barrel which has water, meinicha al birkav, you could hold the barrel, like let's say, on your knees, or if it's standing there already, that's fine also. Okay, etc. And you have the water spilling out of it. Nasin yadav sham. Here, v'maisa barza. So later on in Shulchan Aruch it says if it has a spigot, banekev, in the hole, ve'sira ve'kibu amayim al yadav, you remove the spigot, in other words, you remove the blockage, which is blocking it from the water from flowing out, chashiv shapir koach gavra, that's considered koach gavra. So all I need to do is if I have a barrel there, I unlatch it, you know, I let the water, I put the spigot towards me, right? I let it go. I put my hand under there. That would seemingly be okay. Then I close it, put my hand back under there. Then I take the other hand, open it, put my hand under, close it, same thing. Pretty basic. It's a mafurish shulchan aruch that if I have a barrel at one of those weddings, sounds like you don't even need a cup because the barrel is the kli. And opening the spigot itself is considered koach gavra, I'm fine.
But doesn't the water have to go into a kli?
Why is the barrel not a kli?
It's coming from the barrel.
Why is the barrel not my kli?
Because the water's coming from there. It's
okay.
Going into there.
So that's all. It's coming from a kli, just like it comes from your cup onto your hands. So it's coming from the barrel / cup. The barrel is a big cup. Now, I'm not talking about a water, we're not up to your house yet. We're talking about a barrel. A barrel on the wedding table, you know, this small barrel that they brought in, which you could hold, I can hold. It's pretty small, right? And then you just open it up and you put your hand in. Sounds like it's okay from the Shulchan Aruch.
How about a pipe?
I know, I didn't say pipes yet. Not yet. Good point. But this is a barrel. So if I ended it right now, you would be seemingly be okay that a barrel is fine for Koach Gavra. So now we go to faucets. So now move to your house. Turn on the faucet. Should it be Koach Gavra?
Yes.
100%. It's no different than a barrel, opening up the spigot of a barrel, stick your hand under the faucet, close the faucet, stick your hand under the faucet, open the faucet, back and forth, you don't have to feel guilty. The million-dollar question is your faucet a kli? Is your faucet considered a kli? That should be the game ender over here. If the faucet is a kli, you're fine.
Can we learn from Ifaos that something that holds a kli, that holds water, and it's made to hold the water, that is a kli?
If it was that simple, that would be great. The problem is it's a little bit trickier, because your water, you know, my boiler, whatever, the water holder that's holding the water tank in your house, has a couple of problems. Number one, it's embedded into your house, right? It's mechubar l'karka, most likely. Number two, there are pipes. Number three, it's possibly very large and above the size of a kli.
Who says mechubar
l'karka is going to pass it? So let's see. Especially if it was originally mechubar l'karka. Was it originally mechubar l'karka?
No.
Originally it was a movable object. Maybe you could hold it. I can't really hold it. But maybe, you know, it's this big tank, and then someone put it in, right? So initially it was movable. Now it's attached. That's the million-dollar question. So who do we have that says? So if it sits Eliezer, and, you know, excuse me, my printer wasn't working, so a little bit smaller print over here, but I think I got it. So the Tzitz Eliezer says, b'dievet, it's fine. It's Ches Zayin of the Tzitz Eliezer. He says that you're fine, the tank is considered a kli. Aye, but what about your question before, the pipes? Don't the pipes mess it up? Is a pipe a kli? I don't know. If you take a pipe, right, this is, everyone knows this, a pipe's open on both sides, no?
But it's connected to this.
One second, that's his next sentence. But one second before you take a pipe, is a pipe a kli? Probably not, because you turn it this way, the water spills out. You turn the pipe the other way, it turns out, right? The pipe is open on both sides. So you're telling me the pipe's connected. So says the Tzitz Eliezer. He says, Niro afiani is daiti, the ein bit sinar amafsik ben amecha lahabarza b'chdei levatel shem kli. He says, the pipe doesn't mess up the water tank. Why? He says, number one, he says, because the pipe is an extension of the, you know, of the water tank. That's what he says. And also he says the pipe's not really doing anything. The pipe is just allowing the water to come from the kli. It's just like an elongated kli, which has got like a little piece there. And he says, you know what? You're going to tell me the pipe's open on both ends? Not anymore, it's not, because now one end of the pipe is connected to the water tank. So now it's just, even if you tell me the pipe itself is a separate entity, okay, it's a separate entity which only has one opening side, because the other opening side is connected to the tank. Says it's Tzitz Eliezer, b'dievet, remember this Tzitz Eliezer, b'dievet, it is okay. Usually we start with the machmer and then we go to the makom. We're doing it the other way, because I don't want you to come out with any false impressions that it's totally okay. Tzitz Eliezer, though, l'maisa, is makom. He does say that b'dievet is, if you're you don't have to feel so guilty about it. If you're in a place where there's no cup and you need to eat and you need to wash, so you do. You turn the spigot, put your hand in, and you're fine, because you could say the water pipe is a kli. Fine. Problem is that that's not agreed upon by most people. And specifically, let's see if I can get it here for you, is the Avnei Yishpe, a fine handler, was just nifter a few years ago, and he quotes from Ayashiv. He says, Re'ish si anashim, I've seen people that they open up their sink, you know, they look both ways, make sure no one's looking, and they wash their hands, he says, and he says, Venera, he says, he thinks he learned that from this halacha that we were just reading before in Shulchan Aruch, but he quotes the Zakan Aaron of Aaron Walkin, who says that She'en zem mo'il, it doesn't help at all. It'd be why? Because our water tanks are not kelim. Why? Because the pipe messes it up. He says, "Velo moil klal little yadav mibaris kizeh b'li kli." It doesn't work at all. And he quotes from Rabbi Yashav that says, Shigam Usr Wito Derecha Bars Al Smacha Chavis Amaim Shnim Salagagos. You know, in Yerushalayim they have, I guess, the water tanks on top of the house. Those are maybe smaller. Maybe you could say, oh, the water's coming through them, so that's your kli. He says, no, can. I know, he says, doesn't work. He says, Kamen Shem Mechubaris Lobatim. They're connected to the house. They're Mechubra Vatarka. Ayadate Sinoris on the pipes. He says, even though originally they were by themselves, the pipes and the barrel and the water tank, since you connected it to the house, now it becomes attached to the ground. Something which is attached to the ground cannot be a kli. Says the Avnei Yishafa, no good. Are there any more answers? So Vishari Mitzvah Biyanim Balacha in Mem and footnote Dalid over here brings from the Sefer Taras Mayim that a way to get out of it, never heard this before, is you fill up your sink. You know, your wife may not be so happy with this, but what do? So you're in a place where there's no, I guess, it's not your house. If your house, you have a kli. So you're in the middle of nowhere, you're at a rest stop, and you want to wash your hands, and there's no kli. So what do? You, like, plug up the sink. It's a little bit disgusting, I guess, but you fill up the water to the top of the sink, and then you dunk your hands in so that it's not an etilas yadayim, it's a tevilas yadayim, and that gets into different rules. You may not need a kli for that, and that's what the Sha'arim Mitzion Balacha says. He says, what should you do? He says, the tzarek shramayim bar mitchilo lemozichilo, to the sink, the acher sheisham kvar mayim, once the water fills up above your hands, then dip your hands in. And he says that's fine, but he says a lot of people don't like this. So the Shar Mitzvah Balacha says don't necessarily rely upon this. However, the Minchas Yitzchak in Dalid Chaf Aleph Dalid seems to say that b'diavad this is okay to dip your hands. The question is, what bracha do you make? Do you say anatilas yadayim or al shdifas yadayim? He quotes. He's not sure, but Shar Mitzvah Balacha. So I don't know. He doesn't come out a solid answer on that. If you look interesting, just a Lamaisa, if you look at Rabbi Daniel Neustadt, who writes that, with the Rosh Ha'ir of Detroit, who writes those very interesting English articles, I think on Torah.org. If you look what he writes, he doesn't even assume that these Mekilim opinion are really a good option. He just says, quotes them in his footnote, but Lamaisa, his Paskins will be Machmir. I think that's the Minhag of the Olam. Minhag of the Olam definitely is to be Machmir, not to try very hard not to to use it from the faucet. Specifically, I think Svardim, they quote over from the Rav David Yosef. I didn't see it inside there. Rav Svardim may be a little bit Mako, B'Shem Rav Avadia, B'Dievid, definitely you could rely, B'Dievid, on Mr. Tzitz Eliezer. If you really are hungry and you have no kli, there's definitely someone to rely upon. Shkoyach.